Lessons from a Stock Operator. One of my favorite books is called Reminiscences of a Stock Operator by Jesse Livingston. It was an autobiography of a guy named Jesse Livermore, an old school stock market operator way back during the early 1900s. He got his start in bucket shops. These were essentially places where you could gamble on the price of a stock. They would match the stock prices of major stocks and indexes, but you wouldn't actually buy the stocks or the indexes, only bet on whether they'd go up and down. When he was very young, they called him the boy plunger because he would make huge bets, plunge, and usually win. He actually got banned from a few of these because he kept winning so much. But he was a guy that truly understood human nature. He saw the movements of stock prices as pure expressions of human nature. He didn't confuse them with all kinds of technical and political ideas. He would frequently say that stocks would always move the same way because of the same things, because human nature is as old as the hills. This is absolutely correct. It can be very, very difficult to understand why people do things, partially because most of us don't know why we do the things we do. If you study game theory, one of the biggest rules is to not assume that you know the intentions of your competitor. In sports, if you misread the intentions of your competitor, they'll look like a genius and you'll look like an idiot. They'll fake left, you'll believe them, and you'll go in that direction. Once you've committed, they'll go the other direction. This is even much more complex in human social interactions. Not only does it seem impossible to try and guess the real intentions of another person, their intentions change over time, even over a few hours. This is why it can seem to be so maddeningly complex. But just like Jesse Livermore said, human nature is as old as the hills. On top, it may seem confusing, but deep down beneath the surface, humans are very, very easy to understand, very, very easy to predict. Marketers and advertisers have been using human nature to get incredibly wealthy. Politicians and political consultants have been using human nature to get elected over and over again, even though they are blatantly corrupt. You can leverage an understanding of human nature conversationally. So they'll think you know more about them than they know about themselves. So you'll stand out in their minds as some kind of wizard, a psychic or clairvoyant, which will make you very, very attractive. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.